At 5 a.m. on the morning of April 6, 1862, 40,000 Confederates led by Albert Sidney Johnston bore down upon part of the unsuspecting Union armies of the Tennessee and the Ohio with a combined strength of over 37,000. The latter were encamped at Pittsburgh Landing on the Tennessee River. The rebel attack extended along a three-mile front and ran the surprised Yankees from their camps back towards the river. When the fighting commenced, Grant was 8 miles away upriver, and William Sherman took command until Grant's arrival. The Union troops rallied along the Purdy Road, but after ransacking the Federal camps, the Confederates drove forward. Union General Prentiss's division occupied a sunken road in a thickly wooded area, and for 7 hours, during which time Albert Sidney Johnston was killed, they beat back attack after attack. The fire was so hot and continuous that the area became known as the Hornet's Nest. The story was being repeated in the rebel attempt to drive General Hurlbut's men from their position in the peach orchard. Thousands of Confederate troops were killed or wounded in these desperate efforts to drive the Union army from the field. Finally, at about 4:30 p.m., after surviving 11 Confederate assaults and being completely surrounded, the remnants of Prentiss's division surrendered. They had bought Grant and Sherman valuable time, enabling them to form a strong defensive line with every artillery piece and every regiment they could muster. The Confederates reorganized for an attack on this new position, but with the assistance of Union gunboats in the river, they were driven back. That evening, 18,000 Union reinforcements under General Don Carlos Buell crossed the Tennessee, bringing Grant's strength up to around 50,000 men. Grant and Sherman, discussing the day's fighting, were ruminating on how fortunate they had been to survive, but Grant confidently announced, "We'll whip them tomorrow." He was proved right. On the morning of the 7th, the Federal Army surged forward. The Southerners, now commanded by General Beauregard and numbering barely 34,000 men, fought desperately. But with no reinforcements and having suffered a continual bombardment from the Yankee gunboats all night, they gradually gave way, retiring past Shiloh Church, where Beauregard gave the order to retreat to Corinth. Grant's men were only too glad to see them go. As Sherman said later, "We had quite enough of their society for 2 whole days, and were only too glad to be rid of them on any terms." Of the 34,000 casualties, 3,500 men lay dead on the field. The strategic outcome of this northern victory would culminate in the fall of Corinth, the Confederate bastion island number 10, and Memphis, leaving West Tennessee permanently under Union control, and only Vicksburg on the Mississippi remained in Confederate hands.